This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earn that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning, and each day want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother...
We in the
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday.
Weekend is officially here now.
I wouldn't say that.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like I just got back to work.
You did.
You did. Yeah,
I did.
Yesterday. Literally. Yeah. Like, you literally just got back to work.
I did. Imagine if the work week was just Wednesday through Friday.
That wouldn't be no fun.
I prefer Monday to Wednesday.
That wouldn't be no fun.
What?
Why you
I just need
that?
3 days. All I need is really give me a weekend of a Friday, Saturday, and then Monday off. And we work Tuesday to Friday. I'm cool with that.
You just forgot about Sunday? You said Friday, Saturday, and Monday?
What happened?
All right.
You skipped a day.
You skipped a day.
What day did I skip?
Sunday.
What did I say? Tuesday through what?
You said you just wanted to have Friday, Saturday, and Monday off.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Was that your four days?
No, I don't want Friday off. I want Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off.
Okay.
Yeah, I work Friday.
I'm confused.
Thursday through Friday, and Saturday, Sunday, and Monday give me off.
It just feels really short. I have a lot of things I need to do during the week, and I feel like I didn't get anything done yet.
You just got back.
You just got back from vacation.
What are you talking about?
I know. You know what?
Schedule your vacations better than you just got back.
I scheduled that vacation from like a year ago. That's what the problem is. So by the time it came around, I didn't know it was... It's a hectic time.
My goodness. Well, you know what? We got to send a rest in peace to Charlie Murphy.
Oh man.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Charlie Murphy passed away.
They say he passed from leukemia. I thought, like, call me stupid. I'm fine with that. I thought kids got leukemia more than anybody.
I honestly didn't know. I mean, I heard leukemia. He had cancer. You know, I would see him all the time in the barbershop. We get cuts in the same place. And, you know, it's the same Charlie Murphy tells stories and... Just laughing, making fun of me when I come in there. You know, we just had, you know, it was always fun talk when I would see him at the barbershop. Always a good guy. I heard he had cancer, and it's just sad.
Sad.
Very sad. You know, he lost his wife, I think, like 6-7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Young man, too. You mean 57 is relatively young.
Absolutely.
Don't get it twisted.
Now, if you don't know who Charlie Murphy is, comedian, he was on a Dave Chappelle show, Eddie Murphy's brother.
If you don't know who Charlie Murphy is, I don't even want to talk to you. Yeah, I'm be honest with you. Like, you're not for the culture. If you don't know who Charlie Murphy is, there's no need for us to have a conversation about too many things in life. Right. That's just the truth to the matter.
I actually read his book before, so, you know, if you haven't had a chance to read that, that'd be a good read for you right now if you need to do some research on Charlie Murphy. Right. Charlie Murphy.
Good guy, man. Drop on the clues bomb for Charlie Murphy. Man. Rest in peace. Jesus, can't even get my bombs right.
He's pulling it.
There we go.
But we'll give you some more information during Front Page News. A lot of people were sending out their condolences, their rest in peace. Of course, Eddie Murphy had some things to say, as well as his wife, Nicole Murphy.
Okay, we'll get into all that in Front Page News. Don't move. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some Front Page News. Now let's talk Charlie Murphy some more.
Well, Charlie Murphy has passed away after battling leukemia. He passed away at a hospital in New York City yesterday. He was undergoing chemotherapy. Family members were surprised still, even though only close friends and family knew, because they said he was doing so much better. Now, Charlie Murphy is Eddie Murphy's brother. He also co-wrote some of Eddie Murphy's movies like Norbit, Vampire in Brooklyn. He co-starred in Are We There Yet?, The Boondocks, and Black Jesus. He actually was also on Power, and his co-workers on Power didn't even know that he was sick. Production sources are saying they had no idea that he was dealing with cancer. He never told anyone on set. He's playing a prison guard named Marshall Williams on the show.
That was the role Donnell was supposed to play, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this guy, Charlie, got it from him.
Right. And Charlie Murphy's last tweet before he passed away was on April 11th. He tweeted out, "One to sleep on, release the past to rest as deeply as possible."
Damn.
Now, Eddie Murphy has also put out a statement as well, letting people know. He said, "Our hearts are heavy with the loss today of our son, brother, family, uncle, and friend, Charlie. Charlie filled our family with love and laughter, and there won't be a day that goes by that his presence will not be missed."
Real sad, man. Really, really sad.
Yeah, drop one of Clues Bombs for Charlie Murphy, brother.
Now, Charlie Murphy was also
Jesus Christ
on The Breakfast Club, and here's what happened when he was on our
show.
No
bomb. It's no bomb.
Nope.
I've been doing stand-up like 3.5 years and never bombed. And on that particular night, I went on stage. I remember I was so gassed up. I had, like, extra jewelry on. My belt buckle was very prominent. I was that dude. I had shades on. As soon as I came out, the crowd wasn't having it. That's not what they was not there to see. I ain't a rapper. This is comedy. You understand? So I had to learn how to present myself, you know, to an audience that is universally appealing. If that was you, you could pull that off. But that is not you.
Right.
And the only way you're going to win up here is to bring you up. You can't come up here and act like somebody else.
What year was that? 2011?
I don't remember when it was.
And the only reason the bomb didn't drop is because, for whatever reason, my bombs aren't working this morning.
Now, the board is a little off this morning. I mean, yes.
Charlie Murphy was also really well known for obviously being on the Chappelle Show. Mm-hmm. His infamous stories about Prince, about Rick James, and here's a little snippet from that.
We would all be doing getting crazy and wild. If I was hanging with Rick, he had this thing with me where he used to always like with me, man. I don't know what started it. Things escalated to the point where, you know, my man got too familiar and I ended up having to whip his ass, man, you know, because, you know, he would step across the line. Habitually, he's a habitual line stepper. First time, you know, I ended up whipping his ass. We walking up into the VIP section and I'm looking around and see who's there and looking at the girls and everything. And all of a sudden I heard something go, turn around!
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, so rest in peace, and our condolences go out to Charlie Murphy, his friends, and family as well.
Absolutely, man.
We tried to get him up here last year when Prince passed. Remember, we tried to get him up here to talk about the Prince. He called, but he couldn't make it because he was like, you know, I take care of my kids. I take my kids to school every morning. So he was like, I can't make it up in the morning, but I'll call. So just, you know, it's just very sad, man.
Yeah, rest his wife had also previously passed away several years ago, too.
57 is young.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize that now, kids, because, you know, you're 18, 20. When you get up a little up in age, you start realizing 57 is young. Okay.
Let's talk about Ben Carson.
Yes, Ben Carson, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson, that is, was trapped inside of an elevator in Miami. He was touring an affordable housing complex, and it took fire crews 20 minutes to free him. He thanked rescuers for their hard work. But, of course, Twitter went crazy discussing this situation. DeRay McKesson said, Ben Carson being stuck in an elevator in a public housing building is God reminding us that she always has the last word. So.
All right. We got a room for another story? We got time for another story? Let's talk about America's first female Muslim judge found dead.
Yes, Judge Sheila Abdissalam. She's the first black woman appointed to New York State's highest court and also the first Muslim woman to serve on the bench in the United States. She was found floating in the Hudson River yesterday afternoon.
That's crazy.
Yes, please have not speculated on the cause of her death yet, but she was found unresponsive and showed no obvious signs of trauma. Nobody knows what happened, but she was elected to the Supreme Court of the state of New York in 1993, and she remained there until 2009.
They said she committed suicide. That was the story?
They don't know.
No, they said they're not going to speculate yet on what happened.
They said no foul photo.
They damn sure speculating last night. I read that last night. Yeah,
this morning they said they didn't know yet.
Mm.
All right. Well, last front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Also, tell them why you're blessed. Maybe you feel blessed. Maybe you want to spread some positivity. Phone lines are wide open for that as well. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
You getting mad?
Hey, yo, son, why you look like that?
Yo, I'm real mad, son.
Yo, stop acting like that. Yo,
I'm getting real mad, son. Matter of fact, yo, tell me why you mad on The Breakfast Club, man, for real. You all emotional, I'm sweating, slack coming out my nose. I can't stand it. For real, I'm out of here.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this Walt, man, from Suffolk, Virginia, man.
You say your name is Woke?
Walt.
Hey, man, I'm mad about this Charlie Murphy thing, but I'm wondering why are they saying something on Soundwriter? Why are they saying it caught him by surprise? Me and my old lady was like, last time we just seen him in person at the comedy club down here, he looked real small, and on TV, he's been looking sick for a minute.
You know, I hate that. I'm going to be honest with you. I totally hate that, because everybody yesterday you spoke to said the same thing. Why y'all wasn't saying nothing the past couple years then?
Well, he was getting chemo, and he was getting much better. I actually have a friend who passed away from leukemia, and it was a surprise, too, because she was doing a lot better. And then she went to a restaurant, ate, and then something happened. I don't know if she was allergic. She got sick and died the next day.
Right. That's the other thing, too. Surprise to who? Because if you know that you have leukemia or something, have a cancer, you're dealing with that. It's a surprise to us because we don't know this man's personal situation.
Well, I guess they said the family said that he was feeling better.
The family thought he was feeling better, but he was very frail and was very small.
Yeah, well, chemo will do that to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm just saying, whoever she said was like, it took them by surprise, but he'd been looking sick for about a year or two at least.
Oh, please.
Well, listen, I'm not part of his family. I can't say why
exactly
they were surprised or not, but if they felt like he was doing better, the chemo was going well,
right?
They were surprised.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning. I'm Michael Tager from Queens.
Michael, why are you mad, bro?
I'm mad as hell because I gave some girl in L.A. that ghosted me for 5 years, $3,000, and now she ghosted me again.
Oh, he hit me up for Ask Ye. He gave a girl $3,000 to pay her bills, and now she won't respond to him. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that's your loss, bro. Did you have sex with her before? Were you dating her, or were you just being nice?
No, I went to L.A. to visit her, and now she needed it for the rent, and now, I got ghosted. I mean, what kind of issue is that?
Well, that's good. Listen, you know for next time, because guess what?
It's the second time he's done this.
Well, guess what?
The first
going to be back in 15 days. Okay? And if she didn't have it the last couple times, she ain't going to have it this time. But when she call you, guess what you tell her?
Effort.
Exactly.
He's going to say yes. He's still going to give her money.
Did you have sex with her, sir?
I wish.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so you was putting down payments for the bucks.
That was down payment.
Didn't work out.
Visited her now. Yeah, it didn't work out. Visited her in LA, and now I lost $3,000 plus the money I went to visit her.
Well, let me tell you something about life. In life, you should give and not expecting anything in return. That is a pure giver, okay?
Yeah,
all right. That's
all right, man. I feel bad for you, bro.
He said, man, F that. I was trying to get the box.
All right. Hello, who's this?
What's going on?
Yo, what's up? Tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm mad. These little crackers, man. I got my little nephew on some chomped up ass charge.
Uh-oh.
For real? What they did? What your nephew did? Because I'm sure he innocent. I'm sure he wasn't doing nothing.
No. See, real talk, man. This man, he's a real good kid, man. This man don't sit in the house but play Xbox and, you feel me?
So what happened? What are you being charged with?
Some real crazy foul
What? Like what happened?
Taking people and moving them from places. You know what they do. I don't want to, just...
What, human trafficking?
No, not human trafficking.
Oh, driving people around. That was like somebody was selling drugs. He was a driver.
No, moving one person from one spot to another. You know how...
Kidnapping?
Okay.
This guy, why we gotta do? He on the phone, he don't want to talk on the
moving
phone.
Moving person from one spot to another.
To another.
What the hell are you talking
about?
You
sound like Sean Spicer.
No, man, this is real talk, man.
I came with you this morning, bro.
Have a good day, sir. I don't know. I can't say I wish your nephew well because I don't know if he did it or not.
Maybe he was a prostitute driver. I don't know. All right. Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. When we come back, tell him why you blessed. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Justin from Toledo.
Hey, Justin, tell them why you're blessed.
I'm blessed because I just want to tell everybody hard work does pay off. Don't think because you're working hard every week collecting them paychecks that you ain't going to be blessed. I'm about to go on vacation. I'm going up north, me and my fiance and my daughter.
That's nice.
And I've been pulling a lot of OT, and it pays off. And I just want to let everybody know hard work does pay off.
All right, enjoy your vacation,
I agree with
man.
That. It sure does.
What up, Charlamagne? What up, guys?
What's
How
up, my brother?
Today?
How
good,
you
bro.
Doing, man? Blessings
he
to you.
He sound real hype.
Hello, who's this?
It's Scott from Jersey.
Hey, Scott, clear your throat. Tell him why you blessed this morning.
First off, good morning to y'all. What's up, Envy? What's up, Charlamagne?
Good morning.
Peace, my brother.
Good morning.
Angelina, you was looking like a snack out there in Jamaica, by the way, baby.
Thank you.
Angelina, you got ass shots, man.
I don't think so. That looked natural.
Thank
looked
you.
Natural to you.
Nothing wrong with being natural.
That looked natural. But, by the way, man, I'm blessed, man. I think a credit score at a 720. I'm about to close on this house in August, and man, you know, I'm just working, man, taking care of the family and staying out the way.
Oh, congratulations to you. Man. A brand new house. Ain't that a good feeling?
That's great.
Yes, man. It's been a long time, man. It took me almost a year. It was all messed up. Dad had cars in my name. Mom had cell phone bills in my name. I didn't know about them.
Can you co-sign something for me?
I was going to ask you, Stan, you got 13, 1400 phone cases.
I need you to co-sign a phone case for me.
Good night.
Where you at?
Good morning.
You in L.A.
He's in London.
West Coast.
Y'all know where he's at. Tell him why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about a new show that's coming back. I actually like this show, so I was excited about it. And Oprah Winfrey, find out who intimidated her.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, recently Oprah did an interview with People Magazine, and she talked about being scared, different fears that she has about acting in her new movie, The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. She said, I've never played a role like that, and nor have I done it enough to feel really solidly comfortable in the space. I have a lot of actor friends. And she said she was on set the other day with Reese Witherspoon, and she said, so Reese, how many movies have you done? And she said, I don't know, hundreds, I don't know. So I was like, oh, God, please don't ask me how many movies I've done. And Oprah said she was just really intimidated. She said, it's rare that I feel intimidated, but I felt intimidated because she's only done 5 movies.
Well, that fear is good, though, because sometimes, you know, that lets you know that something means something to you. You know what I mean? Like, when you're about to do something and you don't feel nothing about it, that's when I'd be concerned.
Well, yes, both Oprah and Reese Witherspoon will be in A Wrinkle in Time, and that's coming out next year.
Can't wait to see it. And why does Oprah act like she's not a great actress?
Well, I guess she doesn't have the experience that Reese Witherspoon has. Reese has been in hundreds of movies.
So
Oprah said she's been in 5.
So, and guess what? Reese wasn't in Color Purple, damn it.
What the hell is Oprah Winfrey talking about?
But Reese wasn't in no damn Color Purple.
I'm not mad at Oprah for that, though. That's a humbling experience to be on set with somebody that's had a whole lot more experience than you have. There's nothing wrong with feeling a little intimidated.
Hey, man, quality over quantity, man. Color Purple, damn it.
All right, Stevie Wonder is getting married this summer, so congratulations to him. Remember we met Stevie Wonder when he sang to Hillary Clinton on her birthday?
Sure did.
He's getting married in Jamaica, by the way, to his longtime girlfriend, 42-year-old Tamika Robin Bracey. They're getting married on the beach on June 17th, so congratulations.
Doesn't matter what Stevie Wonder gets married.
What you
yes.
mean?
All the locations look alike.
It's all the same beach.
All the same. You don't even know you're on the beach.
The weather.
You got to know the sand.
Hey, just turn the heat up.
This guy's stupid.
All right, Ludacris is bringing back a show. Now, I used to love this show. He's rebooting Fear Factor.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he's going to be doing that show with MTV. He said this will be the first of many great projects together. In each episode, contestants are going to be... they're doing another show. Have you heard of Rochella? Do you know of the show?
Rochella?
And they're doing Trap Queen. I've seen the commercials for something on the set of Trap Queen.
I
saw
that,
like, Tammy Rivera's in it or something.
No, that's Irv Gotti.
Irv Gotti
is shooting his show,
yeah.
Tales.
So what's Trap Queen? Trap Queen is one of the episodes
because each episode is based off of a song.
So he did Trap Queen.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what Rochella is, but that Trap Queen thing is definitely Irv Gotti shooting Tales.
Yeah, he did a Meek Mill joint. He did a Biggie joint. He did a couple of joints.
All right, well, Fear Factor is going to have people battling it out. They're going to get $50,000 in cash, whoever wins, and that's going to premiere on Tuesday, May 30th on MTV. So
sounds dope.
All right, Chance the Rapper is going to be doing a really big birthday party, but it's going to be for not just him, but for his fans also. He's hosting an event to celebrate his 24th birthday. Can you believe he's only 24 years old?
Yeah.
Now, according to his manager, they're saying that birthday is going to be a can't-miss event, better than any festival that ever existed. Then he used the hashtag Chance the Birthday. So there's going to be special guests. And the proceeds from the event will go to Social Works, which is a nonprofit organization that Chance the Rapper actually co-founded. So should be pretty exciting. So make sure you keep your eye out for that in case you can make it to Chance the Rapper's birthday party. That's nice. It's not just for him. It's for everybody. I saw Jasmine Sullivan also for her birthday actually did some charity work as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice thing to do. Give back for your birthday to celebrate your life. Help other people with their lives. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
Now, let's get the front page news. some sad news. Let's talk about America's first female Muslim judge. What happened with her, Yee?
Yes, she was found dead in New York City's Hudson River. She was the first black woman appointed to New York State's highest court, also the first Muslim woman to serve on the bench in the United States. She was found floating in the Hudson River. She was elected to the Supreme Court of the state of New York in 1993, and she remained there until 2009. They are still investigating what happened. They don't want to speculate too early.
I mean, people just don't end up dead in the Hudson River, okay? I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but it sounds like foul play to me.
Definitely sounds like foul play.
I was reading in the New York Post, the Daily News, one of them yesterday, and they was saying it could have been a suicide. I'm like, isn't it a bunch of cameras in New York? Like, everywhere.
Yeah,
like,
she's from Harlem, so she lives in Harlem.
Still be investigating and just not have released that information because it happened yesterday.
True.
They responded about 1:45 p.m. to a report of a person floating by the shore. There were no signs of trauma on the body. She was fully clothed. So they're probably still... They probably have some sort of information. They just haven't released it yet.
Yeah, and words mean something to me. So when you say the first Muslim judge in America and you see how Muslims...
First female Muslim judge.
Yeah. And you see how females and you see how Muslims under attack in America right now. None of this sounds right to me. It's not adding up.
Right. Now, okay. let's talk about Ben Carson.
Ben Carson, in the meantime, had to get rescued. He was stuck in an elevator inside of a affordable housing complex.
Amazing.
In Miami.
Drop bombs for that. That's amazing.
Ben Carson is the Housing and Urban Development Secretary. It took 20 minutes for him to get freed. Of course, people went crazy on Twitter.
You can't script things better than that. Neil Brennan couldn't. Dave Chappelle couldn't. SNL couldn't. Wayans Brothers couldn't. That is amazing.
Right.
Dr. Ben Carson gets trapped in an elevator.
Hilarious.
Urban housing development.
All kinds of jokes there. Somebody posted Sean Spicer, Ben Carson is stuck in an elevator. Tillerson can't. Napping. United Airlines, we can remove him from the elevator if you want.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, let's talk about some very sad news. Charlie Murphy passed away.
Yes, Charlie Murphy was Eddie Murphy's older brother.
Charlie Murphy also
co-wrote Norbit and Vampire in Brooklyn with Eddie Murphy. He co-starred in Are We There Yet?, The Boondocks, and Black Jesus. He also most recently was on Power. And people who worked with him on Power had no idea that he was sick. They had no idea he was dealing with cancer. He never told anybody on set. He was playing a prison guard named Marshall Williams on the show. Now, he only told his close friends and family members that he was battling cancer. And he did pass away from leukemia yesterday morning in a hospital in New York City. He was undergoing chemotherapy. And family members thought he was getting better, so they were shocked. They said that he would call frequently, and he would even joke that they were calling him too much. We also know him, of course, from being on the Chappelle Show and doing some very memorable skits, including Rick James and Prince.
Getting crazy and wild. If I was hanging with Rick, he had this thing with me where he used to always like with me, man. I don't know what started it. Things escalated to the point where, you know, my man got too familiar. And I ended up having to whip his ass, man, you know, because, you know, he would step across the line. Habitually. He's a habitual line stepper. First time, you know, I ended up whipping his ass. We walking up into the VIP section, and I'm looking around and see who's there and looking at the girls and everything. And all of a sudden, I heard something go, Charlie Murphy!
All right, Eddie Murphy also released a statement, and he said, our hearts are heavy with the loss today of our son, brother, father, uncle, and friend, Charlie. Charlie filled our family with love and laughter, and there won't be a day that goes by that his presence will not be missed.
Well, first things first, rest in peace, Charlie Murphy. I wonder, did they finish shooting Power? Because if you don't know the story, Donnell Rawlings originally had that role, and then Donnell broke his leg.
And couldn't do it.
So they,
playing
they
basketball.
Yeah, so then they brought in Charlie. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if they... haven't finished shooting, do they bring Donnell back?
No, they leave Charlie Murphy in. And maybe they have another role for Donnell, but they don't take that role from Charlie Murphy. No way.
I thought they finished shooting the season, but
that's what I'm saying. I wonder. I don't know.
But you see Notori's pregnant now, and she's really showing, unless that gets incorporated into her as Tasha on Power.
Well, right. God bless Charlie Murphy. God bless Charlie Murphy's family. We spoke to Charlie Murphy back in 2011.
Right.
But way before The Breakfast Club was syndicated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest with you. I forgot that we even interviewed Charlie Murphy.
Oh, yeah, I didn't forget.
Right around the time, I think. Remember when he did that show and he bombed and he gave the check
back? Yes, I remember that.
That's when it happened. So when we come back, we're going to get that back on.
Grambling. He was at Grambling State University.
Grambling State University.
I remember him calling. Prince died last year. Yeah, so he called us last year.
He called us last year.
Because he was supposed to come up, but his kids took his kids to school every morning.
Yeah, I see him in the barbershop all the time, and I try to get him to come up. He was like, I can't. I take my kids to school every morning. That's what I do. So he was like, I can call or come later. And he was like, nah, we'll just get you to call. And he did call. But when we come back, we're going to play that interview from 2011. He drops a bunch of gems. A lot of gems are just being about just being in the comedy world, just his shows, his brother and all that. We're going to get that back
on. We even
on.
Talked about Eddie Murphy allegedly being gay.
Did we in that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember that.
All right. Well, we'll get to that when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, rest in peace to Charlie Murphy. Charlie Murphy passed away yesterday at the age of 57. He died from leukemia. Of course, that was Eddie Murphy's brother. He's been on numerous shows, written so many different movies. But we got a chance to talk to him in 2011 about some of his best shows and some of his worst shows. Check it out.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. Now, we were on talking to Kevin Hart a couple of months ago, and he said the worst show he ever did was, he said he was performing, and somebody threw a chicken wing, and it hit him on the cheek. And wow. he said when he turned around.
Buffalo?
I don't know if it was buffalo wing or chicken wing. But he said when he turned around, dude was like 6'7". Yeah. So he said he just walked off stage. Was that your worst show ever? What was your worst show ever?
My worst show ever was the first time it happened to me because I had never experienced that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That was in St. Louis with Mike Epps. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, I had to learn why that happened. And the reason why it happened the first time, it was, and every time that it's happened, it never happened like Charlie Murphy's doing his set and we don't think it's funny. It's like, we don't like you. Mm-hmm. It happens at the very beginning, as soon as I come out.
Right.
Oh, it's something about, we don't like you.
Right.
Okay? And when I did the thing in St. Louis, I was really, really gassed up at that point because I had never bombed before. I had been doing stand-up like 3.5 years and never bombed. You couldn't tell me anything. I even did an article where I said, well, you know, basically, I'm LeBron James in comedy, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm undefeated. I can't be touched.
Right, right, right.
That's where my head was at. And yet, that's not where your head's supposed to be at. Mm-hmm. And on that particular night, I went on stage. I remember I was so gassed up. I had, like, extra jewelry on. Yeah. My belt buckle was very prominent. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
prominent.
Had the stones on the belt buckle. Yeah,
okay. I was feeling, you know, I was that dude. I had shades on. As soon as I came out, the crowd wasn't having it. That's not what they was not there to see. I ain't a rapper. This is comedy.
Right.
You understand? So I had to learn how to present myself, you know, to an audience that is universally appealing. I had to learn all that from going on stage, man. That was one of my lessons. It was like, yo, don't go up. That's not you, bro. If that was you, you could pull that off. But that is not you.
Right.
And the only way you're going to win up here is to bring you up here. You can't come up here and act like somebody else and win. You got to come up here and give up you.
All right, we got more with our interview with Charlie Murphy. When we come back, he stopped by in 2011 and dropped a lot of gems and a lot of jewels. We'll get more of that on when we come back. Don't move. Rest in peace, Charlie Murphy. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. If you're just joining us, we are replaying our interview with Charlie Murphy. Of course, Charlie Murphy passed away yesterday. We did this interview in 2011, and when we pulled it back up, there was so many gems and jewels that he was dropping and so much positivity that we had to get it back on this morning. So let's get back to our interview with the OG, Charlie Murphy. Rest in peace.
You know, your situation is rare because you have a sibling, Eddie Murphy, who's one of the greatest comedians of all time. And right. You don't really see, like, a brother come and do the same thing and have success. Like, you don't see Jermaine be as good as Michael. You don't see...
It was Chris Rock and Tony Rock.
Solange and Beyonce. Like, right. You don't see the sibling have any success. Like, you're actually successful at comedy.
Well, I think what has a lot to do with that is that I'm not part of the crew, okay, the Eddie Murphy crew, as far as comedians, you know what I'm saying? Like, the crew is like, you know, Chris Rock, Arsenio, that's his crew. I don't hang out with them. I go over and visit or whatever, but I don't hang out with them, and I don't like hang around and try to get their energy or whatever, you know. As a matter of fact, I've not really gone around anybody like that, so I've been allowed to develop as me. I knew going in, like, you don't want to remind people of your brother. You don't want to, because if you remind them of your brother, trust me, they're not coming to see you again, because then now you're the fake Eddie Murphy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to remind people of Bernie Mac. You don't want to remind people of Chris Rock. Mm-hmm. These guys already exist in people's minds. They already, they validated. The only way you're going to win is if you remind them of somebody new. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? And that's the way I approach it.
Well, Eddie said he's going back on the road. Has he reached out to you because he knows you're still
active?
Yeah,
you know, he says a lot of stuff, man. But, you know, it's kind of it's kind of hard to, at this stage of the game, to do this. If I had as much money as he had, I don't know if I would be doing stand-up.
Have you ever been bothered by the gay rumors about your brother? Like, have you ever found yourself having to defend him?
In the beginning, you know, that's your first reaction. You know, instinct is to defend it. But after a while, it's like, come on, man, it's absurd. It's been enough years in between that happening, that incident, and now, and children and marriages and all that. And, you know, for anyone to be able to say, okay, it must be a lie. Because the reality is this. Number one, if my brother was gay, it would not make any difference to me. I would still love him. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
He would still be my blood. And I would still kill you to you know what I'm saying, to protect his life.
Right.
So his sexual preference has nothing to do with it. But the reality of it is this, and anyone that wants to perpetuate that rumor, just think about this. You don't just have one boyfriend or one girlfriend in your life. So if he was gay, where's all these gay partners at?
That's true.
You understand?
It'd be more than Johnny Gill.
Where they at? Well, they said Johnny Gill was his gay. Okay, well, that's his only lover was Johnny Gill? Come on, man. If he was gay, man, how many lovers have you had? You a man. How many women have you had in your life?
Oh, I thought you... Okay.
I'm saying...
I thought you were talking about Charlamagne.
Charlamagne had a couple.
You had some relationships in your life. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
If someone was trying to decipher to find out whether Charlamagne was gay or not, it'd be a whole list of chicks that he could hold up and go, hey, wait a minute.
Absolutely.
And my brother could do that. You know what I'm saying? Where's the list of dudes at? It would have to be one.
Oh, it would. Yeah, you're right.
You
know what I'm saying? It'd be dudes out there saying, I had sex with Eddie Murphy.
Exactly,
who wouldn't want to say that?
Exactly. Why wouldn't you say that?
Yeah. We're going to use that.
You know what I'm saying?
That clip later on. All right, rest in peace, Charlie Murphy. Definitely going to be missed, man. I'm going to miss our barbershop conversations all the time when he would just tell me stories upon stories upon stories, you know?
Hey, he left legacy, though.
He definitely
legacy
did.
Is more important than anything. You know what I'm saying? He left a great legacy. Like, we have things that are absolutely cultural timestamps,
right?
Because of Charlie Murphy. And salute to Dave Chappelle and Neil Brennan for having the vision to, you know, make immortalize those stories.
All right, and if you want to see the full interview, you can hit up the website and check out our YouTube channel, and you can see the full interview. All right, now Yee, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we are going to talk about Boosie Badass. Now, he is responding because it looks like that $1 million worth of jewelry might have turned up after all that he said the police actually stole from him. Also, find out the good things that LeBron is doing in his hometown.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, LeBron James is continuing to give back to Akron, Ohio. Now, LeBron James and his family foundation did announce they're going to open the I Promise School. That school is going to open for third and fourth graders. That will be happening next year in the fall. And then it's going to expand to first through eighth graders by 2022. Now, here's what LeBron James had to say about opening this school.
I was just talking to my wife, and I was like, I can't believe I have my own school. It's very surreal. And I want to give a special shout out to the Akron Public School System, to the University of Akron, and also these unbelievable community sponsors that we have back here. Without the help of those three groups that I just named, this wouldn't be possible.
I mean, God bless LeBron. He does so much for the community. He always gives back. He deserves to have a hairline. That's how you know life's not fair.
Now, these public schools, by the way, this public school is going to be for at-risk kids,
that's
in particular
dope.
In Akron, Ohio. So.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for LeBron James. Damn it.
That's a great thing.
That's how you know life ain't fair. That man gives, 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 and God just continues to take away his hairline. See how
and that's really exciting for the kids, too, like
leave
for these at-risk kids to say, okay, I'm going to LeBron's school.
Mm-hmm. Damn right.
All right, Janet Jackson. I know you guys have been talking about Janet Jackson a lot and what happened with her husband. Her husband is worth about $1 billion. And she did also change the locks before they actually split up. Now, the word is that they secretly got married in December 2011. They didn't announce their marriage until 2012. We all know that they were supposed to stay married for at least 5 years, and then she's entitled to $100 million. They're saying that her split could get her up to $200 million because of the prenup. That was $100 million for those 5 years, and then another $100 million if they had a child. So they did have a child, as we know, in January, so now she's going to get about $200 million. Now, they say that Janet Jackson is very happy to be just with her three-month-old baby. That's all that she's focused on, so that's all she's thinking about right now.
Yeah, somebody just showed me a picture of Janet Jackson in the room pushing the baby
carriage.
And she's a little chubby, and I'm like, she just had a baby.
In January.
Okay, come on. Jesus Christ, give her a minute. I'm sure Janet got great snapback.
Yeah, she'll be fine. She's had a baby. That's the most important thing.
Absolutely, the baby healthy.
She's 67 years old and just had a baby, man.
She's 50.
All right, Boosie, we told you this whole story about the fight that happened at the mall with the cops and then how he says the cops stole $1 million worth of jewelry from him. Here's what he had to say.
And one more thing. When they pulled a van over leaving after they took a couple of my pilots to jail or whatever, my jewelry sack was in there. Over $1 million worth of jewelry. Now they're saying no jewelry sack was in there. Now these cops are trying to steal $1 million worth of jewelry. But I'm going to fight for mine till it's on.
Now, according to city officials, they're saying that cops did find a suitcase full of gold jewelry and a stolen gun in the van that they pulled over in connection with that scuffle between mall security and with Boosie and his crew. But the cops gave them instructions on how to get all of their property back. So the cops are saying, yes, we did tell you all you got to do is come and claim all this property, so on and so forth. I can guarantee you nobody's claiming that stolen gun.
Not at all.
But they said nobody has come forward yet to claim any of those items. They haven't claimed the van. They haven't come forward to do any of that.
Yeah, because if I come to claim anything in there, then I got to start asking questions about all this other stuff.
I get a gun charge. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, now here is what Boosie has to say now.
We put pressure on them. We done sent all kind of lawyers to Biloxi. All of a sudden, my jewelry has been found. My jewelry has been recovered, and it's at the police department. After three days of nobody knows where my jewelry at, it has been found. Now all of a sudden, you won't hand it over when the lawyers get there? Corruption.
Well, who's on the jury, Boosie? Is it a jury of your peers?
It's his jury.
Did they finally find the jury?
It's jewelry.
It's jewelry.
Okay.
And by the way, for all of you Nas fans that's wondering what happened, when is Nas going to put out a new album, he did confirm that he is putting out an album this year. So everybody waiting for some new music. Nas has been making a lot of moves, though.
Yeah, I seen him in the club the other night, and he actually said he's going to come up to the Breakfast Club this year. He said,
get out of here.
He said when his new album comes out, he's going to come up here with new music, and he's going to chop it up with us.
That'll be an amazing one. Nas is an absolute positive legend.
He also has his BET series coming out, right? Street Dreams. So that should be pretty exciting because he's been working on that.
I don't want to knock that before I see it, but I just feel like the story of Nas should be on a more grittier platform.
It kind of feels like maybe it's going to be how Chris Rock's show was, which I think
Chris
was...
Chris Rock's show. Chris
remember
Rock
he
show.
Had the Chris the show...
Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah, Everybody Hates Chris.
It's a comedy, though.
I know, but this feels like it's a series based on what his life was like up, so like a younger Nas.
Yeah, Nas was out there in the street. Nas was... It's Queensbridge. It's guns, it's
should
drugs,
be interesting.
It's violence.
Should be very interesting.
I think
interesting.
It could be really good if it's done
well,
right. Right, if it's done right, it could be really good.
Didn't Nas pull a gun on you, Envy?
Yes, sure did.
You think that's going to be in there?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, he pulled out a gun. He was with his baby moms at the time, Calm, and I walked him to his car, and I said, I got something for you, meaning a mixtape. Mm-hmm. when I went into the bag to pull it out.
That could have been it for you. There could have been no Envy here.
No, you're right. When I pulled it out the bag, he had a gun on me. He was like, what you got for me? What you got for me? I was like, mixtape?
It was. What'd you learn from that?
First of all, I never run up on an artist ever again, and nor do I ever go in my bag and say, I got something for you. That was behind the Coliseum in Southside, Jamaica, Queens.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Nasir Jones, damn it.
What, almost killing me?
I mean, I like to hear certain
That's
stories
a good
like
lesson
that.
Learned, though. You don't just run up on somebody, I got
story.
Something for you, and he's with his baby mom, too.
Yeah, acting like old groovy. Like, you ain't never seen Nas.
And you stick your hand inside your bag,
at
and
at that point,
boom.
I never seen Nas before, and I was just happy to give him a mixtape.
And guess what? He's never seen you before, either.
You're right. Right. I didn't think of it like that.
Great point, Angela.
Yeah, you're right.
Were you DJ Shrimp or were you DJ Envy?
I think I was DJ Shrimp at that
time. Oh, yeah. DJ Shrimp could have definitely got it.
This is what, Queens, late 70s? You know what I'm saying? So being that it was Queens.
You think Nas was around in the late 70s? Come on now, stop it.
Well, first of all, Nas is older, and I wasn't born in the 70s. I was born in the 90s.
Okay.
So
all right.
It was a little after that.
All right, my guy.
All right, DJ Shrimp.
That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
It's time
for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey?
Yeehaw.
Okay. Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, April 13th goes to Georgia pastor Kenneth Atkins. Now, Kenneth Atkins is a pastor in Georgia. And last June, Pastor Kenneth Atkins tweeted that the gay people who died in the Orlando, Florida nightclub shooting got what they deserved. In fact, the pastor's exact tweet was, "Been through so much with these Jacksonville homosexuals that I don't see none of them as victims. I see them as getting what they deserve." He also tweeted once that since the gays were so adamant with flying the stupid gay flag during the Old Town attack, they better not think about flying Old Glory today. He also tweeted the church is under attack based on recent Supreme Court rulings. Without a standard in your house, the devil, and then in parentheses, he put gays, will ruin it. Oh, Pastor Kenneth Atkins
and
goes.
And then what happened?
What?
No, I'm sorry. Oh. I think this story is just crazy.
Yeah, it is. Pastor Kenneth Atkins goes hard on the gay community, which I never will understand simply because I don't care who someone penetrates, okay? Who someone penetrates doesn't make me ejaculate. Like, why do you care so much about someone else's business? I will never understand the logic of caring that much about someone's sexuality. Okay, but it's always said that those who protest the most are probably closeted homosexuals themselves. Most people who hate homosexuals so much are actually suffering from sexual tension. Okay, we call that butt struggle. They want to be free so bad, but they don't have the heart to break out of that closet they are in. Okay, so I'm saying all that to say, Pastor Kenneth Atkins, is he gay? No, that's not what I'm saying, because I don't know. But I know in the Bible, Matthew verse 7 says, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." Well, brothers and sisters of the Church of Seed of God, it is time to judge Pastor Kenneth Atkins, because let him who is without sin cast the first stone. Pastor Atkins out here just slinging stones at the gay community. Meanwhile, he's out here with his own demons. Please go to WJAX-TV, CBS Action News for the report.
Controversial local pastor Ken Atkins was found guilty of all 8 child sex charges against him. His attorney has already said he plans to appeal. Pastor Ken Atkins faces life in prison after his 1-week trial.
And throughout the trial, prosecutors brought up inappropriate text messages with the teens and allegations of child molestation.
Atkins' accuser took out a loan for Atkins and gave him power of his bank accounts, accounts that he later drained. The accusations soon followed that Atkins watched the 15-year-old having sex and engaged in sexual acts. Prosecutor Katie Gropper, in her closing, says Atkins manipulated the alleged victims, that Atkins took advantage of teens who were disadvantaged.
What did your Uncle Charlotte always say, kids? Don't smoke rocks if you live in a glass crack house. Pastor Kenneth Atkins out here judging homosexuals and he facing child molestation charges? This man was allegedly having sex with a 15-year-old girl, would make the 15-year-old girl and her 15-year-old boyfriend have sex in front of him?
The nerve.
And he's
disgusting.
Been charged with 8 child molestation-related charges? What part of the Bible is that, Pastor Kenneth
Atkins?
I don't get it. You condemn homosexuals, but they not breaking the law. They not doing anything illegal. They just loving who they choose to love, sleeping with who they choose to sleep with. That's not a crime, okay? No crimes are being committed, but you, on the other hand, out here sleeping with little kids, which is illegal, okay? Manipulating and taking advantage of them because they are poor and disenfranchised, which is unethical, and you got the nerve, the audacity, the unmitigated gall to act like you know what God likes and doesn't like? Nah, bro, your moral compass is off. I am very cautious of people whose actions don't match their words. Nothing about you adds up, Kenneth Atkins. Out here condemning people, saying the gay Orlando nightclub victims got what they deserved. Let me tell you something. I don't know if homosexuality is a sin or not. I know what the Bible says, but it's about 10 other things we all do on the daily that the Bible says is a sin. So I'm not judging. It's not my place. Well, let's just say, hypothetically, being gay is a sin. Well, I would rather be known in life as an honest sinner than a lying, hypocritical pastor like Kenneth Atkins, okay? I can't stand a hypocritical-ass person always conveniently forgetting your own faults because you're so busy pointing out someone else's. Please give Pastor Kenneth Atkins some of the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey.
I love watching you too. on TV on Revolt when you guys do your little funny hand signals and flirt with each other. All right, well, thank you for that, dog.
Who are you just talking to?
Who are you talking to?
The board
not
op
me.
And
okay, let's be clear, because you said that on TV, but I want the people listening to know I'm not doing any hand signals.
Everybody knows Charlamagne ain't flirting with you. We're talking about the board op and Easy.
What all is right. you talking about?
Ask Ye is next. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, relationship questions, or any question, you can call Ye right now. She'll put you live on the air and help you with your problems. 800-585-1051.
Kiss him on the cheek, Amazie. Kiss him.
Call us now. Don't get away from me, man. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. What's wrong with y'all? Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Ye. Let's go to the phone lines. You got a question for Ye? Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Victoria.
Hey, Victoria. What's your question for Yeezy?
I've been talking to this dude for like 3 weeks, and I don't really trust him because, for one, my friend told me not to because she said, oh, he got a baby mama. He's always going to deal with her. And then certain things that's been happening is just so suspect. So I was thinking, should I keep talking to him or just leave him alone?
It's only been 3 weeks.
Three weeks.
So he told you about his baby mama?
He did.
Okay, what did he say about her?
He said that they have a kid together, and he watches his son. He said sometimes he goes over there, but not when she's there to watch him. What really got me, though, was the other night I dropped him off, and I didn't drop him off at home. I dropped him off at a store so he can go home. And on the way back, I was falling asleep, so I called him, and somebody was in the background fussing him out. He hung up on me.
Wow.
And then called back again, and the same thing happened again. And then when I spazzed on him, he's like, no, because she was trying to talk to me about my son, and I was trying to make sure you got home okay. But
this sounds like a lot of drama for 3 weeks of dating.
Right, and it's not even, I don't even want to call it dating because we've just been talking. Like, the day before yesterday was the first time that we actually went out, I guess, on a date, and it was with all of my kids. Like, we went to the park, and then we went out to eat. It was really nice, and then that happened, and I just...
Right. Well, okay, so what is it about him that you don't trust?
I don't really know.
Because is it that your friend put this idea in your head that he can't be trusted?
That definitely made it hard for me to trust him. I started looking at him different, but just certain stuff, it doesn't make sense. Like, okay, so your baby mama was dropping your son off, but you didn't say that when I dropped you off last night. You never had a certain time to be home, so
right.
It's not making sense. Like, this stupid stuff, like, oh, my phone was dying. Just because your phone's dying doesn't mean...
So clearly he's still not fully out of his situation with his baby mom. If he intends to be or not, who knows?
Okay.
Right? And, I mean, that's really what it is, because how old is the baby?
He's six. He's not a baby.
Okay, that's not, yeah, so his child's mother. All right, so you just don't know what the situation is with them, and you don't trust it. They're still going back and forth and arguing. It's only 3 weeks in. He's probably not going to be completely straight up and honest. He's not going to tell you, yes, I still sometimes sleep with my child's mother, or we still have a relationship.
I said, when's the last time you slept with her? He said, oh, like 5 years ago. I don't believe that, but I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right,
he's I don't know. I really like him. He's really sweet.
I just feel like you have these ideas in your head, put into your head by your friend who has told you some things about him. How well does she know him?
And that's the thing. Let him tell it. He don't know her that well.
Right.
So but she didn't really say
I think it is really whack sometimes when people put ideas in your head and they don't know the real situation. Like, they're not really friends like that. And I understand that sometimes your friends think that they're looking out for you, but sometimes what they could be doing is putting ideas in your head and ruining something that could potentially be good. Now, if you, on your own instinct, feel like there's something weird going on here and it's a lot of trouble for 3 weeks in, then I believe in following your instinct, but sometimes people put ideas in your head and that's just what you think. So I feel like you should now, because you have nothing to lose, just be open and honest with him about how you feel. Tell him, listen, you know, people have told me that you can't really be trusted, and I do see certain things that bother me about your relationship with your child's mother. And to be honest with you, I don't want to be 3 weeks in with something and then find out later on that all this is going on. It's going to be a lot of drama, because you don't want that drama in your life, period.
I don't. And I did tell him that. That was like when we first started talking. And then that happened last night. So that's where it kind of is not making sense to me. And that's where I'm debating if I should just leave him alone.
Right. Well, and I think just take it slow.
Okay.
Just take it nice and slow, because I do feel like if there is something weird going on, you will find out pretty quickly. It's only been 3 weeks and you already have found certain things out or seen things that you don't like. So just take it slow. There's no rush. You're not racing to get to anything right now. So the only way that you can find out what's up with this guy is to take your time and see it for yourself. Don't listen to what other people have to say. Just look at his actions and look at what he does. And anything you have that you question, ask him about it.
Okay.
And if you catch him lying, be out.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, no problem.
All right, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you could call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jasmine in South Carolina.
Hey, Jasmine. What's your question for Yee?
Okay, so my question is, my best friend and I have been friends since we were, like, ninth grade in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we're not as close anymore because we have different opinions on things. Like, our conversations change. She's worried about, like, celebrity gossip and reality TV. I'm worried about, like, school, homework, entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I just feel like I need to find a way to tell her, like, hey, I just think you should have more ambition and focus on goals. I don't want to see her working paycheck to paycheck if she has children and things like that.
Okay, well, a couple of things here. Sometimes we grow up with people and we think because we were best friends when we were younger that we always will be and we'll always have certain things in common. And sometimes that's just not true. People grow and go in different directions. Now, does she seem like she's happy with the way her life is and worried about the rumors and the gossip and the reality TV and living check to check?
To me, she's comfortable. So comfortable to me makes it seem like you don't see a problem. You can live like this for the rest of your life. Like, she's always asking to borrow money and, oh, I'm short on this month. And I'm like, so why don't you do something to make sure you're not in the same position next year? Like, what are you doing? What are your goals? And I try to talk to her and she's like, yeah, you're right. But nothing changes.
Okay, well, you, number one, are not obligated to keep on lending her money if she doesn't have her stuff together. Because, in a way, if you keep... And you know what? Trust me, I lend my friends money, too, when they need it. But does she pay you back?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, all right. So then that's not really the issue. The issue is that you feel like she should want better for her life because you want better for your life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But I will say, some people, you could look at their life and think that you wouldn't want that life, but maybe she is happy.
I don't know. Because she always says, like, oh, I just, like, for example, I'm finishing up my bachelor's degree and I want my doctorate. And she's like, oh, I wish I could do that.
You can't.
She's in a place where she's comfortable. I think she's just, like, not to say lazy, but some people are lazy. They don't want to work for it.
She doesn't have the motivation that you have.
And she expects her as a living boyfriend, I guess she was expecting him to find a way to make it for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, you have to find your own. You can't expect a man to
make
it for you, because if he leaves, then what?
I'm going to tell you this. I've always been a very ambitious person myself, and I have friends that just aren't as ambitious as I am. And that's just the fact, the reality. You can't force somebody to go out and want to do what you want to do. You can't force somebody if she's saying, oh, I wish I could do that, and she doesn't get up and do it. You can't make her do it. You can't encourage her. And when you encourage your friends, you don't make them feel bad about the situation
right
that they're in, but you can encourage her by giving her information, by, you know, just telling her, okay, well, this happened. This is great. You know what? I think you would be great at this. Have you ever thought about this? Well, just in case, you can send her links for information on where, but you can't make her do anything.
So do you recommend I talk to her and tell her how I've been feeling? Because I've been really distant lately.
I think that what you should do is be encouraging, like I said, and ask her. I mean, you can have a conversation with her, but don't make her feel bad about her life, because
right,
people get really defensive and you don't want her to then avoid you because she don't want to talk about you because you're being condescending and you're looking down on her, whatever.
Exactly.
But what you need to do is just say, hey, have you thought about this? Oh, I thought you would be really great at this. Remember when we were younger and you always said you wanted to do this? Or I saw this great opportunity that I thought would be so good for you because you're so talented at this. Just always be encouraging.
Right.
But that's all you can do, to be honest. And sometimes people do grow apart and grow distant because of what their interests are. They're not common anymore. Like, I have a lot of friends that I grew up with that our lives are just so different that we just grew apart. And there's nothing wrong with that because they'll always be my friends.
Right.
You know, but I just think all you can do is encourage.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely continue to encourage her.
And just make sure, you know, I mean, honestly, there's people that are really successful and not happy, and there's people that are living check to check that are happy. You just never know.
It's just, I don't want to see my friends struggle, you know?
No, and we never want to see our friends struggle. And you know what? She's got to not want to see herself struggle more than you don't want to see her struggle.
Exactly.
She's an adult.
That's true.
All right.
All right.
Good luck, and thanks for being a good friend. We need good friends like that always.
Good luck. All right. ASCII 800-585-1051 if you got a question for Yee. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we told you guys before that Family Hustle is coming to an end. Well, now we have the trailer for what the next season and the final season is going to be like, and as you can see, they're going through it, T.I. and Tiny.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, T.I. and Tiny, The Family Hustle, it's going to be the finale, the season all coming to an end, last ever series for that. And that's going to debut on Monday, April 17th. If you want to watch that, they've already released the super trailer. Check it out.
So, things have changed a bit since you last saw us.
Yesterday evening, TMZ discovered that Tiny filed divorce papers to officially split with T.I., her husband of 6 years. Neither have responded to the reports of their split.
Feel like the trust was broken.
Trust, yeah, a lot of things. Right now, we're just building that back up.
There's big changes going on in our relationship.
Crazy kind of love.
Your love don't last forever, Nikki.
Oh, they showing that, all that?
Yeah, they're actually going to be living in separate houses and everything.
So, T.I., wow. What does that mean? Is it officially our business? Can we mind this business now?
It's going to be on the show. Now he's going to say, well, you got to watch the show. I can't tell you all that. But yes, wow. It's officially our business. That's a lot. Now that's real life.
Yeah.
It ain't real life if we don't see the great Bernice Burgos on the show. Drop on the clues bombs for double B.
You're not going to see that on the show.
Okay.
Oh, stop.
That's when it's real life.
You know, it's always sad when a couple that's been together and has 7 kids between the two of them.
So long, right?
Yeah, break up. So it is a sad thing for everybody. Everybody does feel like personally connected. All right. Now, Bill Cosby, he was trying to question his accuser in court before his sexual assault case goes to trial.
Bill?
Yeah, Bill Cosby.
He was actually asking the question?
Oh, his lawyer.
Well, his lawyer. Bill Cosby put in a bid.
What?
That'd be crazy.
The lawyers have wanted to get an appeal on the issue of whether or not Andrea Constance should have been forced to testify at a preliminary hearing last year, and they lost that appeal on that issue. So they want to use her statements to police in court to spare victims the ordeals of having to testify repeatedly. So he's being charged with drugging and molesting her back in 2004. He has pleaded not guilty. He remains free on $1 million bail. And actually, they start selecting the jury next month.
I would love to know what Bill Cosby's motivation is for just staying alive at this point. Because 3 years ago, I said he should have clocked
out.
Kids grown. Kids older than us.
That's still motivation. Your kids are still his kids.
I'd have clocked out 3 years ago, man. He's like, you know what? I've had enough. Y'all be cool.
All right, now let's talk about Kevin Hart. Now, Kevin Hart is being serious and talking about how difficult his childhood was and how long it took him to get to where he is now. Check out this actually pretty nice video that I watched. It's about 13 minutes long.
I do come from a bunch of
kids. You grew up living in a bunk bed in your hallway or one bedroom apartment?
Hey, my mom, single parent. My dad, in and out of jail, on drugs. Damn near the larger part of his younger life. Dealing with the fact that my brother went to the military because him and my mom had battles. Figuring out on my own, but figuring out the mother did what she could to make sure I had what I needed. And being forced to make life decisions at a younger age. The one thing my mother did was make me realize that whatever I wanted to be, I could be if I put 110% into it.
Salute to Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but respect for that brother.
Inspirational story. He actually posted, and again, rest in peace to Charlie Murphy. And our condolences to his family and friends. Kevin Hart posted, wow, this is crazy. All I can say is RIP. Thank you for not only being a friend, but for believing in me when I was young in this comedy game. Charlie Murphy did the rewrite for the first movie I ever did called Paper Soldiers. His stories were legendary and unbelievable and heartfelt. I'm lucky to have known you, and I'm even luckier to be able to say that I was a friend. You will be missed. RIP Charlie Murphy.
Absolutely.
Charlie Murphy!
Yes, so once again, rest in peace to Charlie Murphy. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.